Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 4th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. At its annual Worldwide Developers Conference Monday, Apple announced quite a few things. Let's start with iOS 13, which has a new dark mode, swipe typing support on the keyboard, improvements to Apple Maps, and faster Face ID recognition. iOS 13 location sharing can be restricted to just once within an app. Safari now has per-website preferences, and Notes will include shared folders. Memoji now have various cosmetic options, and the camera will have a new portrait lighting effect. Photo editing supports better noise reduction and video rotation as well. The public beta releases next month with a full release in autumn. Apple also announced Sign In with Apple, a new authentication tool similar to sign-in tools from Facebook and Google, but one that uses Face ID and Apple says is focused on privacy and won't track you. If an app requests an email, Apple will offer the option to create a random email address and then forward the emails to the user's legitimate email address. This is helpful in limiting spam, but also in case of a data breach, since hackers won't be able to use the email address to associate it with the user's real-life identity. Sign In with Apple will be mandatory for iOS apps that use third-party logins. Apple also announced iPadOS will be its own operating system going forward, with a tighter grid of icons and pinnable widgets on the home screen. Split view is now possible within a single app, and iCloud now supports folder sharing. External drives are also supported, and you can drag the cursor to where you want on the screen rather than using the magnifying tool. Apple Pencil latency drops down to 9 milliseconds, and third parties can now use the Apple Pencil tool palette. On the hardware side, Apple unveiled the new Mac Pro with sides that slide off for access to modules inside. It also has an Intel Xeon processor up to 28 cores, 300 watts of power, and up to 1.5 terabytes of system memory. The new Mac Pro has 8 internal PCI slots, can handle 3 streams of 8K ProRes or 12 streams of 4K, and has a 1.4 kilowatt power supply. The standard 8-core Xeon with 32 gigs of memory, Radeon 580X, 256-gig solid-state drive sells for $5,999 this autumn. Apple also announced the new Pro Display XDR with a 32-inch LCD 6K Retina display. The XDR refers to extreme dynamic range, and Thunderbolt 3 can support two display setups, so the Mac Pro could power 6 displays at once. The Pro Display can tilt and adjust height and do portrait mode, but it isn't cheap, $4,999 or $5,999 for the matte version. The companion Pro Stand sells for $999. macOS gets a new updated name, Catalina. iTunes will be replaced by separate Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, and Apple TV apps. In Apple Music, Music Sync is now controlled in Finder, and the podcast app will use machine learning to better find and index content. Apple TV no longer has a sidebar and supports 4K HDR playback with HDR10 and Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos. A new feature called Sidecar allows an iPad to be a second display for a Mac, and you can now use an iPad with an Apple Pencil as a tablet input for macOS. Accessibility gets a boost with more voice control options. And as rumored, a new app called Find My combines Find My iPhone with Find My Friends. macOS can locate Apple devices offline by sending out a secure beacon. And Catalina will be available this fall as a free update. Apple Watch has several new watch faces, a calculator, and can now install and run independent apps without needing a phone. Activity trends will show overall fitness trends in addition to straight statistics. A new decibel meter will let you know if noise is too loud around you. And Apple Watch now includes cycle tracking for fertility that Apple says will not share that data with third parties. In some non-Apple news, Spotify Stations is now available in the U.S. after launching on iOS in Australia last month and on Android in Australia last year. The listening app offers easy access to curated playlists for users looking for a more radio-like experience rather than customized libraries and playlists. In Stations, free users will hear ads and can't skip tracks, but Spotify Premium users get unlimited skips and ad-free listening, similar to the Pandora model. Finally, Mozilla announced it turned on enhanced tracking protection by default, which blocks cookies from third-party trackers in Firefox. Mozilla added tracking protection to private browsing mode in Firefox back in November of 2015, and in November of 2017 added the option to enable tracking protection outside of private browsing. Mozilla also announced today it made improvements to its Facebook container extension and released a Firefox desktop extension for its password keeper, now called LockWise, formerly called Lockbox. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.